You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Martha Keel, Assistant Professor of Nursing at Laterno. Take a listen.
Hello, my name is Martha, and I am a nursing instructor here at Laterno University. And I've been teaching in nursing education for over 20 years. And I have found myself to be in a very more comfortable environment, being in a Christian institute. It allows us to be free in our walk with the Lord. And other institutes, it's been difficult because you cannot say, you know, let's have a prayer. So it's very nice to be able to share with the students and have time to have a devotion in the morning, pray for them. This whole environment here, the students, the faculty, it's such a warm environment. It's such a caring environment. You feel like part of a true family. And the students just shine. They really want to be the nursing students that are out there being able to give of themselves in the service of serving the Lord, being able to comfort those that are sick. It always comes back to me as when I was a child, I was not raised in a Christian home, but at age 16, I did get to give my life to the Lord. And I've tried to live a life that, you know, it would be acceptable unto Him. We all have struggles, and we definitely have been through some struggles, but He's always faithful. And I see that these students are in that place where I once was, that they want to serve the Lord and they want to be that nurse. They want to be able to witness to those and serve those that are sick. I know it's difficult sometimes to be yourself. And when I say yourself, is to have the freedom to let the Lord move in you in everything you do. And being here part of Laterno, there's not that restriction. And that is what I really do like. Like I said, it's just such a good environment to be in. I know as I've been here for a short while, but the students really do shine in their learning. And we have always in the hospital that I've been, the last two hospitals that I've been to, they really do like to have our Laterno students be part of their nursing care there. And I do see a difference in our nursing students. These students take the time. They are very compassionate. They're very caring. And so not that the other ones haven't, but there's just a different feeling that you get when they're giving care to their patients. And I have really enjoyed that. I'm so glad that the Lord has been part of my life. And I don't know, I haven't ever been in any other profession but nursing. Since I was 16, I started in the HOSA program. And I knew at that time my dad became diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and he needed to have injections. And so I started giving those injections. And that's what led me to go into the health career. I wanted to be a nurse, so I started in the HOSA program in high school. So I had a lot of good exposure in the hospital settings because I was privileged to work at the university hospital in Tyler, and that was the research for cancer and TB. So I really got a good background and a foundation, and I knew that that was what I wanted to do in my career. And I'm thankful that He has always allowed me and has supplied my needs to be able to reach that goal. I have worked in the hospitals, and when I did I worked with patients in cardiac and oncology, and I have done some hospice care. So I've always been in that area where I would like to minister to them about the Lord. And I'm grateful that now I'm able to do it freely with our students and impart that into the students. I do see that the spirituality of the patient is not addressed as often as we would like to in the hospitals, even in the homes, home health when I was doing home health and things like that. And we need to address that spiritual aspect. I feel that everyone would really just recover and heal so much faster when they have a positive attitude, when they have hope. And of course, our hope is in Jesus Christ, and He's our healer, and He has suffered the price for us. And if we believe in Him, I believe that we have a better outcome. And so I now see in the literature, in evidence-based practices, that they are addressing the spirituality aspects in some areas. And so now being part of an institute that allows us to even impart more of that spiritual aspect with our students, that we can see it implemented more at the bedside within the area here. When we do our classrooms, it's such a different environment than from what I've been doing in the past, because the students, they want prayer. We begin our labs with a devotion and prayer, and I encourage the students to lead, and they do. They really do engage in that part before every exam. They want prayer. I bring them some stress relief lotion and some snacks, and try to get them comfortable and relaxed as best as you can, because there's always stress and worry with an exam. But they do so well in the classroom. The setting for the classroom is conducive to them being able to do group work. So we have done a lot of group activities, and the students have learned to really collaborate with each other, work with each other well, not just in assignments, but in understanding each other's needs. They pray for each other. They'll send text out and include us in it, that they may be having an issue here or a family issue there, and include us in their conversation. So we're always part of their learning and their personal lives, so that we can help them, because you can't separate your personal life and your classroom, because it really does impact the way you learn. So I am very grateful that we have that bond that we have not had before with nursing students. I've never been in a Christian institute before. And like I said, it's just, even when we began here, that we had the invocation, starting with doing the prayer, being led by the president and the provost, having the Lord's Supper and, you know, the communion. That is something that, I mean, it just touched my heart. And I'm like, Lord, I know that you've called me to be here, because that is what we always want to do. And I do partake in it in church, but we separate it from church and in the rest of our lives. And here we don't. It's part of our lives. And we do that. And I'm just so glad that it's done by leaders of this university, of this institute. So being a Christian university has been a big change in my life. I've read the word, and I've always gone to church, but now I feel myself drawn closer, because now that we have the students that lead, the students that quote scripture, you want to be on top of it. You want to be knowledgeable about it. So I find myself being more in the word of God not being just waiting for the Wednesday or Sunday. You know, sometimes we're those churchgoers, but sometimes we really need to dig a little bit deeper in our lives. And I think being, and I not think, I know being part of this Christian Institute and being expected to share the love of the Lord and how He comforts us and how He guides us is something that I can share now with our students. So I really do love that part. And I pray that the Lord will continue to bless us. And as we grow in the nursing program with these students that are engaged and really have the spiritual aspect that's been missing at the bedside in nursing, we can impart that and make a difference as we move forward. I just look forward to being part of that in their lives.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Laterno University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Laterno's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Laterno University, visit letu.edu/snapshots. Make sure to follow Laterno University on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at m3studios@letu.edu.